My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. There is a lot to talk about. All right, Rob, let's do this. We'll split this segment up. We'll talk a little bit about Hollywood Brown. We'll also get back to Chiefs and Bengals and the action on Sunday. Who do you think, I guess, maybe has the most to gain in all of this? There are now yards, snaps, opportunities, targets that were not available. We expected when we were talking about this team all summer with Hollywood. And now, sounds like he's going to miss some significant time. I thought that he was going to come back week three, week four. We got the update today from basically everybody. That is not going to be the case. It doesn't sound like we are going to see Hollywood until the second half of the season, if we see him at all, if you trust the reports. Now, I'm going to guess that he plays at some point this season, but I can't tell you exactly when he's going to play. I am guesstimating based on what we've heard. I imagine Xavier Worthy is at the top of this list, and the Chiefs have developed a good track record over the last year or so in developing young wide receivers. This was one of the things that Andy doesn't have many knocks against him, but one of it was it takes you a year, maybe a year and a half to get acclimated into the offense, and you couldn't really expect great production from rookie wide receivers. I don't know if this team is afforded the luxury now of bringing Xavier Worthy around slow. Now, he only touched the ball three times in the first game, but he did make a massive impact on the game. It seems like his usage is going to have to turn up a little bit over the course of the next couple of weeks. I trust their supporting cast. The biggest problem last year was they had too many guys that I think were just, they were asked to do something that they weren't suited for. I think that Justin Watson as a fifth or sixth pass catching option in totality is a positive thing for this team, someone that you trust. I think at some point you'll get something from Juju Smith-Schuster. You'll get something from Mecole Hardman. But you got to think of this offense scored 27 points, and you got less than 40 yards from Travis Kelce, and you got less than 50 yards rushing from Isaiah Pacheco. So I do think it's going to be some mix and match, and I don't think the answer is going to come necessarily from one individual person. But if Xavier Worthy develops the way that I think he can develop, and you continue to get contribution from the other guys, P. Ryan has a good game, Justin Watson has a good game, to me, you can put together the offense. I thought that Hollywood Brown was going to have 750, 800 yards receiving on the season anyway. You can make up 750, 800 yards. We're not talking about the Chiefs lost the 1,200-yard, 1,300-yard, one of the top premier wide receivers in the league. They lost a role player in some aspects. Now you are counting on another one of those role players to kind of step up and fill that void.
I guess my concern, and may concern's a strong word, I guess my thought is relying on Xavier Worthy, which is the obvious answer. Xavier Worthy is going to have to be the guy who stepped up. We saw it on Thursday. They implemented him. His speed is dynamic. But Xavier Worthy is a rookie. I mean, he is what he is. Rashee Rice, early in the season, struggled, came on late. Maybe Xavier Worthy comes on super strong late, but historically, at least in Kansas City, rookie wide receivers, with the exception of Rice, have not been a let's pencil him in, he's a guy type of energy. So now you're looking at this wide receiver room. You have Worthy, but we have to keep the R next to his name for rookie. Now you have Rashee Rice, who's a year better, and Travis Kelce. I know he's a tight end, but he's a pass catching option. Those three are solid. But man, positions 4, 5, and 6 feels a lot like last season, doesn't it? Justin Watson is going to be in a bigger role. You just heard Matt Verderam say it. And you just said it. In a bigger role, that's not where he thrives. Well, they're down a player. He's going to have to thrive in a bigger role. You're going to have to get production out of guys 4, 5, and 6. And for an organization that has continually believed in Sky Moore and got snaps last Thursday, he's a guy. I'm not asking for a 500 yards out of Sky Moore, but he has to be a viable NFL wide receiver now. It all, you know, moves down the pecking order. Everyone's got to pick up a little slack. And we saw last year when you went down the pecking order, the slack didn't get picked up until the postseason. So if Worthy is a regular Chiefs rookie, which the evidence tells us is usually what happens.
But let me ask you this question, because it's in line with what you are saying, though. I hear what you're saying about it's a rookie wide receiver, but we also live in an era where if you got a good, talented rookie wide receiver, this is the perfect time to have that guy step in and be a contributing factor to this team. Like, if you think that Xavier Worthy could be Zay Flowers, for example, it doesn't take Zay Flowers 3 years to turn out to be a productive player in the National Football League. It takes targets and opportunity. We would agree that the targets and opportunity now are going to be there. If we thought that Hollywood Brown was going to get the ball thrown to him, 90 times over the course of the year, all right, that's 5 to 6 targets now a game that have to go elsewhere. You give a couple of those to Xavier Worthy. You give one more to Justin Watson. You continue to use the tight end position the way that you did, where Noah Gray gets a catch here. You throw it to Samaje Perine. I don't want to make it seem like Hollywood Brown is a non-factor on the team, but I think Hollywood Brown is a 750, 800-yard guy. We have seen enough of the Chiefs offense to know this is a player that they can overcome this injury. There are some injuries that they'd be very difficult for them to overcome. This is not one of the 10 injuries on this team that you would rank of. How are they going to be able to figure this out? If there's one thing that I trust Andy Reid and this offense to be able to do, it is manufacture passing yards for their team. I think they're going to be able to get through this without Hollywood Brown.
And I don't want to sound doom and gloom, because I agree with you. I think they can survive and advance without Hollywood. I don't think this is a devastating injury. If Travis Kelce was having this injury, that's a devastating injury to me. If Chris Jones had this injury, that's a devastating injury. I don't think Hollywood Brown is devastating. But we talk about rookie wideouts. If Xavier Worthy did what Mecole Hardman did his rookie year, by the way, Mecole Hardman, who was a talented player and stepped up for a hurt player that season. And that first year, Mecole Hardman had 568 yards. If you get that out of Xavier Worthy, knowing that you're probably going to get very little out of Brown, do you think that's enough to cover? Because that's a rookie wideout who is very fast and got thrust into a starting role in this offense in the not-so-distant past with Patrick Mahomes. Do you think if Xavier Worthy turned into rookie Mecole Hardman, basically 575, let's make it a clean number, don't worry about 568. If he got 575 in year one, do you think that is enough to cover the loss of Hollywood Brown, excuse me?
Yes.
Because if it is, then you shouldn't have any worry. If it's not, then it becomes on Juju, who at times looks decrepit in New England.
I guess in this question, is Travis Kelce still Travis Kelce?
Because that's $1 million. I can't answer that.
If Travis Kelce is still Travis Kelce, and you were telling me that you have Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco as three guys that we both think are all going to get over 900 yards from scrimmage. Yes, you can live with 500 yards and six touchdowns from Xavier Worthy this season, and everybody else fills in. You got three legitimate pass catching options. That's what you won the Super Bowl with last year. And I would say that your surrounding parts are better than they were last year. For as much as we love Jerick McKinnon was a good 10 game stretch that he had. It was the end of two seasons ago. Jerick McKinnon did not have a great role on last year's team. I think P. Ryan can be more of an addition than what you got last year from him. Now you've moved Justin Watson down where you're not giving him 11 targets the way that he got against the Eagles last year on Monday Night Football. You're getting more from the tight end. I mean, what's the purpose of keeping all these tight ends and drafting all these tight ends? Isn't it for a situation like this where now you need a little bit more from Noah Gray? You spent a third round pick on a tight end that you think can help this team. They got enough here where you can cobble together the yards from him. If this was Rashee Rice, I'd have a different feeling. If this was even Xavier Worthy with his speed and ability to help you in the run game and big play ability, maybe it's just I'm not super high on Hollywood Brown. I think we know what Hollywood Brown is. For example, you know, we love a good NBA comparison. He is a 17-point-per-game scorer. That every team in the NBA needs him. That guy is not going to be the reason why you lose a playoff series not having that guy. You got guys that you think can go get you 20 or 25 on a certain night. You now got to develop that guy that you think can come in, play good defense, knock down some shots. I think they have that guy on their team. All right, Rob, let's give people a quick parlay and we'll get back to Chiefs and Bengals. And Nate Taylor is going to join us here coming up in about 20 minutes or so.
All right, Carrington, let's start college football. I will give my first leg of the parlay tonight. You give me your leg and I'll tell you what the people can do if they bet it on our friends at FanDuel. I got KU minus 9.5 tonight.
Of course you do.
Hawks bouncing back, baby.
That's not what I got. You know what I got? I got football season starting in KU at about 10:30 Central is what I got.
Hawks bouncing back, baby. This is why I'm betting this game, to be honest with you. I trust Lance Leipold. Lance Leipold saw everything I saw and everything you saw on Saturday. We think he's a good football coach. There's a reason he was a candidate for the Washington job. There's a reason he's been named in a lot of major searches. He's a good football coach. I think he gets things turned around. I think it's going to be a lively atmosphere at a small venue. And I don't think UNLV's been tested yet. KU minus 9.5. What do you got?
You know what? I'm going to take Tulane plus the 13 points. They go on the road against Oklahoma. Tulane, I think, is a very good team. They had a chance to win last week against K-State. I think they might have the quarterback advantage in this game. Something about Brett Venerables' version of Oklahoma just doesn't really connect with me. I'm going to take Tulane plus 13. I think they are a wild dog on the money line to outright win. What's that parlay?
You play KU minus 9.5 plus Tulane plus 13.5. It's plus 264 over our friends at FanDuel.
All right, I'll give you one NFL pick. I'm taking Pittsburgh on the money line. I'm going to take that defense against that quarterback. I love my pick. Pittsburgh on the money line.
I got San Francisco minus 5.5, even without Christian McCaffrey against a bad Vikings team. Parlay those together, plus 222.
All right. Give you a couple parlays here. If you want to, you can actually triple up your money at plus 22. So if you want to put five in, go ahead and turn your five into $15. I'll give you 20 back. That's a great deal. Do that over at FanDuel. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Nate Taylor in about 15 to 20 minutes or so. We'll get back to Chiefs and Bengals. The color commentary voice said something very interesting about Joe Burrow. The afternoon host said something really interesting about Joe Burrow. We'll play both of those things next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I want to play for you guys two Bengals cuts. The reason I think this is important is these are people that know and follow the Cincinnati Bengals. So the first cut I want to play for you guys is from Dave Lapham. He is the color commentator for the Cincinnati Bengals. He played for the Bengals. He has been on the color commentary for the Bengals since the 80s. If there is anybody that knows that organization, it is him. I want to play for you what he had to say about Joe Burrow. And listen to this. This is eye-opening from someone that really knows Burrow and knows that organization.
His new 100% is not his old 100%. You know, you have an injury like he had. There's, when you have surgery that is a rare surgery, there's not many cases of it. So I think he's still in rehab. I mean, he's listed on the injury report for the second week of the season. Now he's practicing full, but he's obviously getting treatment and rehabilitation. So, you know, he's going to be listed. And, you know, he just has to keep working to keep it loose, keep it stretched out. The new 100% is a different 100% than the 100% he probably had before the injury. And that's just part of life in the National Football League. I remember, you know, having injuries, whether it be a dislocated elbow or a torn cartilage in a knee that, and some other damage to it, where it's like, okay, can I play with it? Yeah. Is it 100% like it was before the injury? No. You figure out what the new 100% is and make adjustments and go from there. And I think he's in the process of doing that.
He said two things that really stood out to me. Number one, the old 100% is not the new 100%. Now, funny enough, when I first heard that, you know who popped in my mind, Rob? Was Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels did not look the same to me when I watched him play last week against Illinois. And I was at the game last season, and you remember I came in here and I said, I think Jalen Daniels is RG3. That's who he reminds me of. There was a certain special and pop with Jalen Daniels that I watched him play last year. I didn't see that. Now, it could be 1 week, it could be something, but it was something to note to me how I thought at times KU was afraid of who their starting quarterback was. But back to Joe Burrow, what is 100% for Joe Burrow? What does that look like, and what does his new 100 mean for Cincinnati and where they fit into the hierarchy of the rest of the NFL teams? We discussed this yesterday. I don't know the last time that we've seen healthy Joe Burrow. We didn't see him in the Super Bowl. You remember he had an injury, was dealing with that. We didn't see healthy Joe Burrow at any point in the 2023 season. He got hurt in training camp. He was hurt all regular season. He then had the wrist injury that put him on the shelf for the remainder of their games. We just didn't play on week one against the New England Patriots. He did not look healthy to me. The play-by-play color commentary voice is telling you that it's a different 100%, and he still believes that Joe Burrow is rehabbing that injury. And then you see the stats. You look at the numbers, and I'll give you what Mo Egger had to say. He does the afternoon show in Cincinnati. This is a different quarterback right now.
That not that long ago was articulated by Joe Burrow as quote, F it, throw it downfield, Jamar will go get it, to a complete and total unwillingness to throw the ball downfield. Not 30 yards downfield, not 40 yards downfield, 10 yards downfield. 16 of his first 20 passes didn't travel beyond 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. He's throwing short of the sticks on third and 10. He's throwing short of the sticks on fourth and 2. And so, you know, do you attribute that to him maybe not being 100% from a health perspective? Obviously, that's a fair conclusion to draw. Was it a bad game plan? I think it was, to the extent that the passes that Joe Burrow did complete resulted in the guy who caught the ball being tackled almost instantly. Nobody was really getting open. Was it him simply having a bad day, maybe not feeling comfortable because he took some early hits? Perhaps.
So that was Mo Egger. So the two voices you heard were the play-by-play voice and the afternoon host in Cincinnati. One of them said Burrow is a different quarterback and what used to be 100% is not 100%. He is still rehabbing. The afternoon host said he is not a deep ball threat anymore. 16 of the first 20 passes that he threw against New England were 5 yards and in. That is not how you beat this defense. Maybe I am getting ahead of myself, and you guys yesterday said I'm overreacting to Cincinnati. It's just 1 week. 913-586-7965. I struggle to find in this game where Cincinnati has the advantage in this game. Now, you could argue they've always had it at quarterback, right? Kansas City's always had the better quarterback. But you always felt like Burrow gave you a fighting chance, and with as good as Patrick Mahomes is, you had the second or third best quarterback in the league. So that was, you would give Kansas City the advantage, but it wasn't noticeable. Run game felt pretty comparable. You look at pass catching options. They had Jamar Chase. One side has Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins. Two teams that have great weapons. The defenses felt pretty comparable at one point. I don't know if you can say that today about this team. Maybe I'm putting way too much stock into what I saw from them in week one. But I'm asking you guys, as NFL fans, where do you think Cincinnati has the advantage in this matchup? They don't have it at quarterback. They don't have it at running back. They don't have it at offensive line. Tight end, no. Wide receiver, no. Where on the defense would you take their parts than you would take Kansas City parts? These two teams, I thought talent-wise, used to be kind of even in a lot of places. I'm not sure if they're even today heading into this matchup with how banged up Cincinnati is and some of the pieces they're missing now.
I would agree with you, and it's one of those things where it's history versus what I'm seeing this year. Because historically, the Bengals have always played the Chiefs tough. We can go through all the regular season matchups. We can go through all the postseason matchups. Yes, the Chiefs would have bested them the last time, but it has always been close. Neither team has come out there and boat raced the other. It's been back and forth, tight, down to the wire. One team scores at the end of the regulation. One team makes or misses a field goal in the end of regulation. Overtime, it has been back and forth. That is the history of these two teams, and they don't like each other while playing that close. But this game, if you look at it in the vacuum and you remove the outside stuff, which is the close games and the teams not liking each other, this game does not feel like a close game. When you look at it on paper, you see that six, six and a half, five and a half, wherever you're getting your spread, that Vegas thinks. You notice it. The Chiefs have the advantage of quarterback, maybe more so than ever in this matchup because Joe Burrow's banged up. They have the better offensive and defensive line, like quality of players, more than just one. They have the better receiving core, even with Hollywood Brown's injury. They have the better running back. Not close. Secondary may be a draw, but even then I would probably take Kansas City's because they performed so well over the weekend. Like, I don't know why this game is thought to be close other than people are looking at past matchups and saying, boy, the Bengals always play them tight. Just keep your eye on this. But this game in a vacuum feels like Kansas City should dominate something like 31-20.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, are you saying that you think our number one wide receiver is better than Jamar Chase? No, I don't think that Rashee Rice is better than Jamar Chase. But I'm telling you that we have lived long enough that Kansas City today has a noticeably better wide receiver room than Cincinnati. You could not say that in 2022. You could not say that last season. You can say that today pretty definitively. That if you look at the wide receiver depth today for Cincinnati, and you look at the wide receiver depth right now for Kansas City, their room is deeper, has more options than what Cincinnati has. That was not the case when you were playing them for the AFC Championship game. That wide receiver room was better than yours. With Chase and Higgins and Boyd, that was a solid, deep room. I asked a question yesterday. You got to tell me where you think the offense comes from on this team right now. They only had one player that had more than 50 yards from scrimmage on Sunday against the New England Patriots. And maybe I'm giving the Chiefs defense a lot of credit, and their defense is different now in the face of not having L'Jarius Sneed. But that defense looks like it can still cover. That defense looks like it can still get pressure on the other team's quarterback. And whatever weaknesses and flaws that you felt Cincinnati had 2 years ago when Kansas City played them, and the points of attack and the keys to the game, they're the exact same to beat Cincinnati today than they were back then. That team still can't protect its quarterback. That team still isn't super great at running the football. If this is a one-dimensional game and you were saying that Joe Burrow has to throw it 35, 40 times to win this game, that's not how you beat Kansas City, in my opinion. If they win this game, it is because they do a better job of protecting Burrow than they did against New England. They do it because Zach Moss has at least 80 yards rushing in this game. You got to take some pressure off of it. I don't think that Burrow has the weapons for this to turn into a shootout. I don't know who you're throwing it to if this game gets played into the high 20s. I don't think Cincinnati wins a 27-24 game against Kansas City. I think they win a 20-17 game because they turn Kansas City over and they win a grind-it-out kind of game. They're not prepared right now with where their health is to win if this game turns into a shootout.
Beyond their weapons, do we think Joe Burrow has the arm strength, the ability, whatever term you want to use, to get into a explosive play battle with Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Like, I agree with you. Ja'Marr Chase is sensational. Ja'Marr Chase is awesome. But if it's what we saw against the Patriots, which was 1-2-3, bang, crossing route. 1-2-3 step, bang, screen. Quick hitter to the tight end. If it was the dink and dunk a palooza that we saw on Sunday from Joe Burrow, they don't have a puncher's chance in this game unless it's 17-14, 2017. Because I know conventional wisdom is keep the ball away from Kansas City. That's how you win. But Dan Orlovsky has said this, and other very smart NFL people have said this. You have to, A, keep the ball away from Kansas City, but you have to match explosive plays. Because explosive plays are the name of the game in the NFL in 2024. It's hard to have 14, 15 play drives. They don't really exist. It's not 1997 anymore. So if the Bengals' plan is grind it out and hope to win 14-17 with no explosive plays, that just doesn't seem like an actual viable path. It seems like we're talking about Marty Schottenheimer trying to beat a spread offense team. That's not a real thing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.